Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
This episode of Fat Mascara is sponsored by BetterHelp. Listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest. Plus, it can help you develop coping skills that make your life easier. I will give you an example. If you've listened to this podcast for a while, you've probably heard me say it to Jess or to a guest, reframe. Well, I learned that technique from a therapist. Here's an example. Now that I'm a freelance writer and podcaster, I get lonely working from home and I feel like I'm never going to get to collaborate on projects again. And that's the truth. Reframe, I get to choose which projects I work on, so I'm in control of what I work on. And if I want to collaborate more with others, I don't have to ask anyone's permission. I can just do it. See what I did there? That's reframing. If you've been thinking about starting therapy or are looking for someone to help you process things and give you coping skills, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/mascara today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/mascara. Again, betterhelp.com/mascara. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jen, and I'm starting talking first. It's my beauty podcast today.
Oh, it's yours. It's my beauty podcast.
She's Jessica Matlin. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Jess, the lip you're giving me today is fabulous. It's like if Coral had a baby with pink, but then got a little bit blushier, deepier, what is going on? What is this color?
Well, I'm so glad you asked, people. Okay. You know when, like, you'd work on a magazine and you had to give a tip and be like, well, that's not really a tip. It's like a very simple thing. You yes. know when, like, you'd be looking for
yes.
a tip? I'm going to give you a tip that's not a very good tip, but it's like a simple thing. I mix two lip colors together. And that's what makeup artists do. And you always get a better color.
Rocket science.
But here's the thing. It's actually something that a lot of people don't do, and I forget to do it, and it's always better when you mix two colors together. So I'm going to tell you what I did. I mixed two colors together, and I mixed Violette's Balm. Oh, for God's sakes, we sell this at Moda, and I'm like, I write about it.
It's French.
All the time.
It's French. We know how you go with French. Give it a try.
Bisou Balm. The Bisou Balm.
That's not so hard. Yeah, Bisou Balm.
And it's like a mix between a lip balm and a lipstick. But don't think that, oh, I've seen these all before. It's the kind of lip balmy sheer. No, it actually gives. I'm going to show you, Jen. Mm-hmm. You got more than you asked for when you asked me about this. It's like a
payoff.
Matte.
Yes.
The payoff, you get a lot of payoff, and it's kind of like powdery. She wanted to do, she said, like what they do in France, where you like put on lipstick and lip balm together. So it's like real color.
And then it's pre-blotted as applied.
You got it. Okay. So I mixed that with this old,
what shade of the Bisou is that?
Thank you, Jen.
Important.
Sucette. Okay, you know how this is like a French thing. Sucette. S-U-C-E-T-T-E. Shameless plug, available on modaoperandi.com. Okay.
Okay. You put that on, and then you had your stain of like a pinky coral, and then...
Well, it's not coral. It's like this berry color.
Oh, it's
that's
a berry?
Sucette is berry.
Okay.
And then I layered this color on, which is like a corally...
Here comes the warmth. Coral. Okay, what is that?
Yeah, then I added warmth. So I had the cool plus the warm. Now, this is an Hermes lipstick that I got when I was at Harper's Bazaar. Guys, this might be a limited edition color. I'm sorry, guys. I'm looking it up for you right now in real time. Guys, I think it was limited edition. I'm sorry.
All right. But you put the coral on top.
I put a creamy coral lipstick on top. So I think the takeaway for you, for everyone, is adding a warm coral on top of something cool. Like that violet.
Yeah, then you
color.
Get the corally without making your teeth look yellow, too. I feel like when I just do the corals by themselves, my teeth look very yellow.
I hear you. And the finish is really nice.
You have that depth of that berry-colored violet France Sucette.
Yeah. And I love it. The Sucette is nice because you can just like put it on without thinking. It's a non-thinking.
But then
lipstick.
If you want to zhuzh it up for your dear co-host, you add the Hermes on top. She's very French today. Okay.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
Good. Everybody was so glad to have us back last week, and we got lots of feedback from our episode.
Oh, yeah. Lots of feedback. Okay, everyone. So listen, I'm going to keep it real with you. So last week, we talked about the GQ article. This is in our news segment in our, last Wednesday's episode. We talked about the GQ article about the fragrance YouTuber, Jeremy Fragrance. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to that episode. And the writer had talked about Jeremy Fragrance, and he used, it was like kind of like this like quick little piece. It was in the magazine. Sorry, it was online. And he talked about, maybe it was in the magazine and online, but anyway, I read it online. And he talked about him as being like unhinged. It was kind of like, I felt like he was looking at Jeremy Fragrance in this kind of like, what's going on with this guy way? So I talked about him and I was just like, wow, I was fascinated. And then after I read it, I immediately went to Jeremy's YouTube page. I'd known about Jeremy Fragrance. Jen and I went to the Fragrance Foundation Awards a couple of years ago. He accepted the influencer award. He was doing
push-ups
on stage. We lost
Jeremy Fragrance.
I mentioned that the first time. I didn't feel a need to mention it a second time.
Sorry.
Thank you. It's okay. Didn't hurt. and he was like doing push-ups on stage. He was this outsized character. But I was like, I've never really watched his videos. So after I read the article, I immediately went to his YouTube page. I wanted to get a sense of who he was. And I found him to be like kind of intriguing. And I found him to be like absurdist, And I was on his page for half an hour. To be honest, I don't have a half an hour to spend on YouTube. And the fact that I lost a half an hour when I could have been like doing work or spending time with my daughter or like grooming myself, I felt like this guy got me. And I was like, he's interesting. So I was talking about it. And then Jen and I got into this conversation. Like, this is kind of where influencing is going. Like, it's very absurdist right now. It's like, what's real? What's not? It's like a skit. It's not. It's entertainment. It's not just like a flat lay and like, come with me shopping to, it's more. And we were like, maybe we should have him on. Is this the future? And we asked what you guys thought. And we asked, have you seen him? What do you think about Jeremy Fragrance? Well, I just wanted to let you know, you guys have made your feelings loud and clear. Some of you wrote to us, some of you real fragrance files. Let your feelings about Jeremy be known. And I have to say, this is exactly what I mean. Like, people are getting really, really heated and really engaged.
The general consensus we should give was not a positive one. Nobody's wanted to see more of Jeremy Fragrance as far as the Fat Mascara fam goes.
Yeah, that is correct.
Generally, that was interesting. It wasn't even like half and half. I think more people were erring on the side of like, not for me. He's giving chauvinism. He's giving like a little.
He's giving chauvinism.
Yeah, no, I hear you, fam.
Yeah. And it was just like, it was just interesting. Just interesting. And I hear you loud and clear.
I don't think we're going to be inviting him on because we listen to our listeners. No. I also think, though, I love that this points to the larger thing, which we talked about, which is these characters that are polarizing being the people that are influencing our beauty culture and our beauty purchases and how people get into these tribes, right, with beauty. Like, we're like us versus them. It's very interesting.
Well, that's the thing I don't love about the beauty space right now. And I talked about that a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And here we are taking a side.
And maybe I'm being a little Pollyanna. Remember I went to the fashion group dinner, lunch a few weeks ago. And I was like, I don't know. I felt, and maybe I think I feel very Pollyanna sometimes. Like I felt like a unity in the room. There's just so much polarization in every piece of our culture right now that like beauty has always just felt like a little bit of a nicer space. And I got a little depressed by that.
Because it has infiltrated even the community-centric and safe space that was, and in a way continues to be, the beauty world. Like, I could just go to Sephora and there's no wildfires burning and no politicians yelling at each other and I'm just trying on makeup. And it's like, that's not our world.
By the way, safe space feels very, like, political. I mean, it was just an escapist place.
Escapist,
It was a place of escapism and just kind of, like, a place to chill out anyway.
We're not head in the sand kind of people, though. We understand the real world infiltrates all of the things that we do.
Yeah.
So we talk about it. That's why we're here. We can air it out together and talk about it. So needless to say, Jeremy, your invitation has been rescinded. Not that I actually put it out there. But we have other fragrance people in the works for the summer. So don't you worry, because we'll never not stop loving the perfume world. But we have other things to get to. We have some beauty news for you, some new homework in the Raisa Wands. They're just going to wrap up with some of our summer fragrances, but then add some new homework to the mix. Jess, are you ready to do the episode?
I'm ready.
Let's get into it.
Okay, it's time to do the news, Jen.
Yes, it is. So before I get into some headlines with you, I guess the headline you could not escape here in the northeast of the United States was the air quality, which I know is an issue for people all over the world all the time. But when it happens in New York City, we like think we're the center of the world and everything stops. What I found interesting, P.S., remember I talked about this not too long ago, that study about how the wildfires, the air quality can affect psoriasis, eczema, your skin, dermatologists see an uptick in things. You know what else there was an uptick of? Beauty publicists capitalizing on air quality issues to sell products.
Yeah.
It was so funny. Like, the minute the skies clouded over, all the little publicists ran to their computer to send out an email. Hey, worried about how that air quality is going to affect your skin? Particulate matter, 3.5 particulate matter and lower. We have the anti-pollution skincare for you. Did you get these press releases?
I got quite a few. I don't think any of it was done with any ill intent.
Of course not.
I think it meant, I got the connection. But I felt like there, and I realize I'm part of the ecosystem. I realize we recommend product. I realize we are part of the beauty machine. And I would like to think that we are doing our part to try to kind of chip away or bring some awareness to
levity.
So some levity, but also, I don't want to say less is more, but try to counteract some of the...
Bring critical thinking, but buy your products. I buy my products. I love it. But also let's think about why.
But think about why, and maybe not, you don't need to buy 30 new products a month. Buy maybe three that you really love. Maybe buy one that you really love. My point is, there's a connection between what's happening in the world and why the sky fell to blood red and then green and then like sour orange and all of the products that we're pushing and the single-use plastics that we're pushing every 2 seconds as an industry.
Also are part of the reason those wildfires happened and our air quality
exactly.
went down.
And that we're still, that are still, I'm looking at my watch, that are still burning. And I know there's so many tragedies happening in the world all the time. So it's not like, oh, my daughter can't go outside for the third day in a row, but my daughter still can't go outside right now and play because it's still so bad. So it's like, I don't know what if I want to talk about how to get my pores crystal clear with a $300 exfoliator right now.
Yeah. I will say what was interesting to me was that,
by the way, I don't think my daughter not being able to go outside is a tragedy, but I'm saying like you get the bigger picture.
I think people understand. I will say though, if you were concerned, I don't want to belittle your concerns because the first thing you think, okay, about my health, you know, you think about your lungs, your kids' health, the older people and their health, but I'm sure you thought about your skin and hair too. I will say this from having done research
did
on
you?
This.
I did not.
It's so funny because I had just gone camping the weekend before, and I remember washing my face after building a fire and being like, wow, because it came off, you know, black soot came off, and then washing my face just yesterday after going out walking and seeing that same sort of particulate matter reminded me, yeah, an environmental protecting moisturizer or the serums, that's all fine and good, but just like wash your damn face. It's not rocket science. Like you want to get that stuff off of your skin. Maybe a double cleanse if you're worried about your skin. But a couple days for you here in the Northeast with air quality like that is not as damaging as some of the studies have shown. Some of the cities like Mumbai or Southeast Asia that have air quality like that all the time. So those people as well, cleansing your face is so important to get that stuff off. And obviously, if you want to, sure, wear protective moisturizer with some antioxidants to counteract. I'm just going to put it out there.
It is important to wash your face. It is important to protect your skin. But I think, I mean, I don't know enough about like the...
You can wash your face without buying a new product too. It's fine. You're not contributing to the wildfires. Anyway.
It was just the timing was like comical. I'm not like, I don't want you to think I'm like shaking my fist at the sky. Like I got a press release. It was just kind of comical because like the disaster was still happening and it was like the top
and the publicist
five.
Is like, yeah, we're jumping all over it. They'll give any reason to get in your inbox. I get it.
Yeah, they have a job. They have a job to do too. Publicists, I say this with like kindness. We all have a job to do. I have a job to
yes.
do. I've got to sell stuff too. Okay.
I will say, unfortunately, my first news item continues this doom and gloom kind of cycle. I'm so sorry. We are a positive podcast here, but there's an upside to it. I had posted about this article I read in Independent Beauty about wrinkle schminkles. If you guys remember,
Beauty Independent, right?
Beauty Independent. Did I say it wrong? Okay. Sorry.
The smoke has gone to our head. We're all like,
It is. I don't even know what I'm saying anymore. So this is a product. It's silicone patches that basically you wear on your forehead. They smooth out wrinkles. They went viral on TikTok earlier this year because, you know, they make a great visual. They work when you have them on, whatever. When you take them off, what do you do with them? You put them in the trash. Well, one of the people who works at the company did the calculations that... Wow, we went viral. We sold $11 million plus dollars worth of this product. How much trash did we just add to landfills? And it was quite a lot. And this bothered the person at the company. But what I appreciate is just like, okay, what can we do about it? So I joined up with TerraCycle, which we've talked about before. Some beauty companies, Garnier Fructis is one of them, have programs with TerraCycle where you can send back products. Empty plastic bottles, in this case, the used silicone wrinkle schminkles packages. Mm-hmm. Patches. Every time I say wrinkle schminkles, it makes me giggle. I'm sorry.
It's kind of a great name.
Yeah. You can send them back so they will be recycled. And TerraCycle uses them for particular needs. Like sometimes they'll make playgrounds out of them. For example, plastic bottles can be like crushed up and make that like bouncy material that goes into a playground.
Oh, yeah.
Of our listeners was like, yeah, but does that like do anything, TerraCycle? So I've looked into TerraCycle. They do what they say when they get back the products. The problem is it tends to be that kind of marketing where like you feel good about it because the company did it, but not everyone takes advantage of the recycling program.
Because you
know, you have to Amazon return, you have to go to FedEx or UPS or which drop off? Like I have to put something in the mail. If you don't have a pickup at your house, you have to go somewhere. Then you think about the carbon footprint of me shipping this back. And does that negate the trash I just took out of the thing? And you do all these mental gymnastics and it's kind of annoying. So yes, it works. I encourage you to recycle your products. But the other thing, there's some easier, simpler to my mind ways to recycle too, other than TerraCycle. The other one I just wanted to remind people about was Nordstrom's program, still going on.
Yay!
Beauty Cycle. I don't know if you have a Nordstrom in your area. I know for our international listeners, probably not. But like, they will take almost anything except like an aerosol can. Like you can bring your Walgreens CVS empty shampoo bottle into their store. If you're going shopping anyway in a mall with a Nordstrom, bring your beauty empties. Just keep them out. Like you people with garages, I hear there's people that live with, they have both powder rooms to decorate and garages. Are you one of these people?
I want a powder room.
Jess and I just have on powder rooms.
Oh my God. This way, this
maybe
is
you have
second...
a washer dryer in your home. Who are you? Anyway, put your beauty empties in a little bag, stick them in the corner. Next time you go to the mall or whatever near Nordstrom, recycle them or look for other opportunities like that in your area. Some drugstore chains do that as well. And if you want to share, definitely DM me about your recycling and how you do beauty recycling. Jess, for fashion recycling uses, what's the name of the company you use when you...
Oh, I love Retold Recycling. It's not free. It's not
no,
free.
No, no, no. That's okay.
But it's...
Nordstrom's is, by the way.
Yeah, Nordstrom's free. It is my favorite thing. You buy these bags. Like, there's different packages. Retold Recycling. They're going to think that, like... I mean, honestly, I want you guys as a sponsor. I'm putting it out there in the universe. I want you guys as a sponsor. I mention them like every month, okay? Retold Recycling, go to their website, boop, 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 and there's different packages. Then you get these bags in an envelope. Like, it looks like a slim, like FedEx envelope. You get the bags, and then you put anything in there. I'm talking scrunchies. I'm talking kids' clothes. I'm talking Barbie clothes. I'm talking that random sock that you can't find the other sock. I'm talking old underwear. Wash them first, okay, with a hole in it or something. Your boyfriend's nasty, gross shirts, okay? Gym clothes, shit, sorry, anything, okay? Okay.
Old You're really selling them on having him as a sponsor. They definitely want to be a sponsor now.
No, but no, they say this stuff
use
too.
Use code mascara.
Okay.
No, to send anything. Your boyfriend's dirty shit to, clothes to
No, just make sure it's clean before you put it in. Yes, because yes. All this stuff that you think, well, I can't donate it. I can't sell it on Poshmark or whatever, okay? Boom, in the bag. It's self-adhesive.
And they will recycle the fabric and use it for
send it off. It is the most satisfying thing. And they put it into car upholstery. They make all kinds of mumbo jumbo in it. It's so cool. I just feel like it's so cool. It's like a magic trick.
Why are they going to sponsor us? They just literally got a free sponsorship. Okay, so anyway, point being, there are so many ways to recycle. Wrinkle Schminkles, I applaud you because you're trying. Do use these programs. Don't forget about Nordstrom Retold Recycle. Okay, moving on. Allergan, this is cool. I love a female entrepreneur like story when female entrepreneurs win big, if you will. Allergan's giving out these grants. I thought this was very cool. First of all, did you know 42% of all business owners in the U.S. that are female start with 50% less working capital and receive approximately just 2%, we've talked about this, of venture capital funding? Why are we have all the ideas? Why are we not getting the money?
You know, did we talk about this really quick? Somebody, a friend of mine who owns a business, who like is looking for a VC, told me that VC people, they expect when like, let's say, you know, you have an idea, they expect the women to be like, well, what's your influencer following? And they expect you to be like a star, but they don't from the men.
That's so sexist. It's like the only way you can have a good business idea is if you're an influencer selling XYZ like seaweed powder.
No, this is completely anecdotal.
On Shark Tank, would they go to the women like, what's your following? I don't know.
But it's completely anecdotal. I could be wrong. VC people, if we have, you know, like VC
No, you're not. This is exactly why this Allergan grants exist. Because what this is called, this disparity, also, by the way, women of color founders do even worse, less than 1% of funding. The disparities are what's called the confidence gap.
Okay, keep
and
going.
And so that's they've named it. It can impede success and growth of businesses of women, especially if they have to be over here telling about their followers when they're instead wanting to give you their business plan. So Allergan Aesthetics, an Abbey V company, partnered with iFundWomen, which is the go-to funding marketplace for women-owned businesses, to give out 20 grants worth $25,000. But you also get all the coaching and funding and help to find more funding for your business. So I thought that was really cool. And I just want to highlight that because
I love that
when a beauty focused company gives back to women. We buy your products, we use your injections, Allergan, like pay it back. So that's really nice. Also, is anybody going to France this summer? Because Jess and I certainly are not. But if we were, guess where we'd be going? And you should go here if you're going to be in the area of Paris, right outside Paris. Versailles has opened a perfumer's garden designed by Francis Kurkdjian. How much do I want to spend an hour strolling through a historical representation? First of all, this is like what the kings and queens had back in the day. They had their private perfumers with a garden, with the bee balm, with the roses, with gardenias, with all the fabulous flowers. And you can stroll through it and experience that. I love bringing history to life. I love fragrance and I freaking love gardens. Maybe we should just go on a girl's trip there anyway. Should we
plan
this for next summer, maybe?
Say the word.
Yeah, but if you are, a lot of people always DM us when they're going to a city and they're like, oh, what are your favorite beauty stores there, beauty experiences? The Perfume Museum in Paris, and then right outside Paris, Versailles, I'll put a link in the show notes. This perfumer's garden open to the public now. Get your butt there. That sounds fabulous. All right, last in Science Corner. Let's go over to Science Corner, shall we? So this is interesting. Dermatologists are having to come up with novel ways to fix complications from laser treatments gone wrong. Now, who was giving these laser treatments? Not other dermatologists. These are, they're seeing a big uptick in people who have gone to like medi spas or quick drive-through Botox places or laser facial places to get laser treatments. But perhaps the person giving the laser treatment was not calibrating it correctly, and or you were not the right skin type for that particular laser. And the biggest complication they're seeing is hypopigmentation.
What is that?
That's when your skin gets lighter. It took away the melanin. So this is especially for people with melanated skin.
I've seen that. I've seen that with people. It's a disaster.
It's very hard to fix. And it's one of those complications that
might come. How do you put your pigmentation back?
Exactly. And it might come later. So you go in, you get a laser facial, you think all's well, and then you get like weird light spots on your face. First of all, I just want to say, do your homework when you're getting laser treatments. The first time you're going to get them, go to someone who is board certified or the medical director is on the premises, and somebody who sees you has a medical degree instead of just a practitioner who is pulling out a laser and doesn't know what they're doing. Here's what you can do if this has happened to you: hypopigmentation. This was presented at the Pigmentary Disorders Exchange Symposium. Perhaps you were there. It was in May. So the co-founder of that symposium, Dr. Jill S. Weibel, said she's seeing a lot of this complication, which she hadn't seen before in her career. And this is what she's doing.
Why does she think this is happening?
Well, she thinks it's happening because of those drive-by laser kind of places. Practitioners who don't know what they're doing. And this is just one of the common side effects that you wouldn't see otherwise. So what she's been doing is her own laser, an ablative laser, shallow depth of 75. What's the little mu? What is that? Nanomicrometers? All right.
I've seen that figure.
I should know this. I should have done my job on Science Corner. But anyway, she's using ablative.
It's whatever measures laser. I feel like all the derms who are listening are like, you guys better get it together. But yeah, we know.
So an ablative laser and then bimatoprost. Perhaps that word sounds familiar to you because it is a growth hormone used to treat glaucoma that back in the day was found in some eyelash enhancing serums where it shouldn't have been. But anyway, what is a side effect of some of these eyelash serums that had bimatoprost? Iris darkening and skin darkening.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
Bimatoprost, this growth hormone, can exhibit a hyperpigmentation effect.
Correct.
So using that knowledge, she was like, okay, if it has that side effect, she's combining it in treatment with laser to help put some pigment back into skin that is made. This is not a DIY. Do not go looking around for old lash serums with bimatoprost and start rubbing them on.
No.
Go to see your dermatologist. But a lot of dermatologists will tell you hypopigmentation is really hard to treat. Look around, do your homework, mention that you heard this. Tell them to look up the Pigmentary Disorders Exchange Symposium. It's a new way to treat hypopigmentation. The takeaway is, yes, there are some ways to put that melanin, that pigment back in these unpigmented areas. But in the first place, be really careful when you get laser treatments. Go to a reputable place. If you have the money for it, I really think go to a board-certified derm or plastic surgeon. They are the skin specialists.
I'm not even going to say if you have the money for it. This is what I'm going to say, and I'm kind of sticking my neck out by saying this. If you don't have the money for it, don't do it.
Don't get the cheapy Groupon version of whatever you're going to do.
And I was actually just talking about this with somebody at work the other day. They were asking about kind of like more accessible medi spa kind of places. And I was like, just be careful. I'm not going to neg the more like kind of pop-ups in New York right now. There are a lot of pop-ups for Botox, like this, that, and the other thing. And I'm sure they have laser treatments that this kind of thing could happen. I don't want to take away anyone's livelihood. I think it's great to be more accessible. I know we have a lot of derms on this show where if you went to go see them, it's astronomical because we're bringing in like the top of the top derms to speak about different procedures. I don't expect that that's like the norm for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But just be careful. Just be careful. There's nothing wrong with these tools. It's like the injector or the the person behind the tool. Just be careful. Yeah. And it's like there are no deals. I'm like learning throughout life. Like there's no deals in real estate. There's always a catch.
It goes to that whole dupe culture. It's like, I want the dupe. I want the cheaper version. If I could get it for this, why can't I get it for this?
Yeah.
One place you don't want to do there, that
there are no deals.
Face.
Like there's no deals. Like that's, I'm just like.
I get that that's hard though, because you see celebrities getting it. You hear people like me and Jess talking about it. The access has come to the regular person now. The privilege, entrance of privilege has like lowered, and we want that. I want everybody to have access to these things, but you still have to do your homework and sometimes you get what you pay for, right?
That's the other way of saying it. Like you get what you pay for, and if you can't afford it, that's okay. There was a comment so Jen wrote this amazing piece for the New York Mag's dupe special, like dupe feature. Maybe you can link to that, Jen.
Sure.
And the comments on the Instagram story or Instagram like static that is talking about that whole package, like the dupe package, were really interesting because not everyone, obviously, but there were a lot of interesting takes on dupe culture. And a lot of people were saying like, if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. Like, why does, I'm talking about America now. I know we have an international audience. But like, why does America keep pushing? Sorry, I know this is not your original topic, Jen. But like, why does America keep pushing everybody to have the most expensive thing? And I know this isn't like a new 2023 like revelation, but like, if you can't fucking afford it, you can't fucking afford it. So I feel like with like these laser things.
Which, by
like,
the way, is often me and Jess. So don't think we're saying that to you.
No. There's I'm plenty not like, things oh, like that I can't afford. The like, yeah. You know, blah, blah, laser, like, sorry. Like, no, it's just like there's a pressure to have everything right now. And it's insane. And I don't want people to get back to the original item that you're talking about. So I feel like I'm going off on a tangent. If you cannot afford X laser treatment that you saw on Instagram or this celebrity had, or this person looks incredible, the celebrity, and you heard think it's because they have laser treatments, don't try to get a shortcut, because that's how shit like this hypopigmentation
Yeah,
could
this
happen.
Is not like a Birkin bag that you happen to find on Canal Street instead. This is your face.
It's your
face. And you can cause permanent damage.
And it could happen with a top dermatologist too.
Of course.
Jen and I have had experiences.
Yeah, but if you go to a dermatologist and you have a side effect like this, you go back and trust me, you usually don't pay for them to fix it. They don't want their bad work out there. That's what you get, what you pay for, because that's included in the service. So I am happy to see that this particular dermatologist is finding some success with hypopigmentation, which is very hard to treat. And I will link to the information so you can check that out. But yes, take that as a warning as well. And that's our news. I hope it wasn't too doomy gloomy.
No.
Go see the Perfumer's Garden. It's really fabulous, I'm sure.
Jen, this week is a crazy week.
It's a crazy week.
And I make no apologies for it. It's a crazy week. We got to
get the message out. Let's go get Escapist over in Reza Wan, shall we?
I've got a candle for you. I got a great candle.
Okay, I'll meet you on the other side. Let's go.
Okay.
Summer is fast approaching, which means it's shapewear season. Just kidding. It's really wedding season. But I just got an invitation to a wedding in Philadelphia, and guess what I'll be wearing? Honey Love. I'm not sure about the rest of the outfit or the dress, but the shapewear is going to be Honey Love. Here's why. Honey Love has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating when you're wearing shapewear. Plus, they have lingerie-inspired design details that you'll want to show off, and all their fabrics are breathable to keep you nice and cool, which is perfect for hot days. Let me tell you a story. I remember being at a wedding, this was a few years ago, pre-Honeylove, and I wore a jumpsuit, and I wasn't sure if the bathroom door locked well, but I had to take off the entire jumpsuit and then roll down the shapewear to pee, and I was like holding onto the back of the door at the same time, completely naked in the bathroom, and it took so long, and I caused this whole backup of the bathroom line, and after that, I was like, never again. Until Honeylove came along. Honeylove's superpower shorts have a 100% cotton gusset, so you don't have to wear underwear underneath. And there's a convenient opening in the underwear area, so you don't have to take off the whole thing to go to the bathroom. It's so easy. Honeylove products make you look good and feel good. Whether it's for a wedding, event, an everyday boost of confidence, Honeylove is the perfect plus one. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. That's honeylove.com/mascara. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off. The summer vibes are just getting started, so shape your life with Honeylove.
Hey everyone, it's Jen, and I have decided this is going to be the summer of uniform dressing. I'm going to have a few pieces on heavy rotation, and I'm telling you right now, they're all going to be linen, and they're all going to be from Quince. I don't know why I'm going so hard on linen right now, but it just feels right. And Quince specializes in timeless pieces made of premium fabric, and the best part is that all the Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30. I am personally very into the 100% European linen pants. They're cropped and easy. There's even a cute pinstriped version. And when I wear them, I look like I just stepped off a yacht. Do I have a yacht? No. Do I know what yachters wear? No, but that's the vibe. The linen pants come in sizes extra small to 3X, and they're less than $40. Okay, like 10 cents less. They're $39.90. But the quality is excellent, and they wash really well. How does Quince do it? They cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us. Plus, Quince works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/fatmascara for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com, Q-U-I-N-C-E, quince.com/fatmascara to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/fatmascara.
Okay, everyone, I am one of those people who, when it comes to wellness, sorry, but it's got to fit into the pockets of my day. 5 minutes here, 7 minutes there, when I'm like in the kitchen and I'm microwaving something long, it's got to be convenient. And that is why Alo Moves works for me. My mindset has changed. The app makes it easy for me to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place and bite-sized little bits. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so much more. From beginner to advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that's going to fit into your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what you're feeling that day.
You know what feeling I'm feeling most days? I'm feeling 10 minutes. I've been doing Joanna Thompson's. Right, that's about it.
Yeah, that's good.
10 minutes. Joanna Thompson does these yoga lattes in 10. One day will be abs. One day will be arms. Today, Jess, is booty day. And we're just going to get it done all in 10 minutes. If you're trying to get a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like the sweat-inducing yoga flows or the reformer Pilates workouts without weights. You can also find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, learn to do dry brushing. How many times have we talked about dry brushing on this podcast? Alo Moves will teach you how to do it.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use the code MASCARA20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. alomoves.com, code MASCARA20. Okay, let's change the mood. Let's change the tenor of the conversation. We have a great razor wand from Megan.
Hi, Jess and Jen. Megan from Chicago here, longtime listener and fan of the pod all the way from the beginning, which is how I know that both of you are fans. I believe both of you are fans of Atelier Cologne. As you'll likely remember, they unfortunately shut down their U.S. and Canadian sales in early 2022, which was such a bummer. But thankfully, I still have a little bit of the one scent for summer that I love, which is Clementine, California. And then the other scent that I have a big bottle of, and it was one of their newer launches prior, I think, the summer of 2021, maybe a few years prior to that. And it's Pacific Lime. Both of them definitely, I feel like, have an aquatic quality, but of course the Pacific Lime has more of that fresh lime scent, whereas Clementine California has a slight citrus scent, but it's definitely not overpowering. I'm not really big on anything too sweet. Both of them are just very fresh and, again, kind of aquatic. I really, really love them. So I definitely know you have a lot of international listeners, so hopefully our friends in Asia and Australia and Europe and abroad can grab these scents for themselves, and I'll be figuring out how to get my paws on them too soon.
Megan, thank you so much. Oh, Atelier, you are correct, Jess, and I love that brand. I like that it's still available online and for people who aren't in the States or Canada, and I love those two scents. Thank you. I think it's time. I think everybody is well saturated and well scented for the summer. What do you think, Jess?
We are well saturated. I'm feeling good. I feel like Atelier is a brand that left the U.S. way too soon. That's a sad story.
They missed out on this whole big boom in fragrance and also in citruses. It's like right before the trends that would have catapulted them to sales that could have sustained the brand happened, they bowed out. It's a bummer.
Well, I don't think they electively bowed out.
I'm sure there were other reasons.
They were owned by L'Oreal, remember?
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't know all the...
That was a brand... I remember when I smelled that brand, it was like it made me immediately want to go down to the deli and get like a grapefruit juice. Or like even better, go to like get a smoothie. Like all of their fragrances were so
juicy, like, fresh.
Juicy and like yummy. Oh, that's a great summer brand.
So we're scented, right? For the summer?
We're scented.
Is it time for some new homework?
Yeah. So I've got a good, this is a weird one, but like while we're talking about like juicy, yummy, like need it like in my body, I want a really hydrating serum. I don't want sticky. And I'll tell you, okay.
Somebody's had issues with hyaluronic acid, I guess.
No, I'm going to tell you where the bar is because this is a serum I've been freaking obsessed with. And I hit bottom, guys. It's the equivalent of like hitting pan. I squeezed out the refill. The Stella McCartney serum. You know, I'm wild for the Stella McCartney skincare brand. Do not sleep on it. And I told you about my amazing Stella McCartney facial. This serum is one of my, like, if I had a top five serums of all time, this is one of my top five serums of all time. It's hydrating. It's creamy. It's enveloping.
Is this the Alter Care serum? Just want to make sure we got that right for people. Because I know this is not technically a razor wand.
Yeah, no, it's not technically a razor wand.
It's the Alter Care serum. And it reinforces barrier function. Jess loves it. She's hit bottom.
The refill is like done. I got to take it out. So this is, it envelops the skin. It's not sticky. It almost feels like a creamy lotion. This would have been great in a press release about keeping the soot and the fire away.
So yes, it has squalane from olives, which is a lovely ingredient.
Really nice.
And also natural origin hyaluronic acid. Really hydrating. Okay, but not sticky. So you want something like that.
Yes, I want something that is going to like...
Summer version, so it's light, so my hydration is sinking right in, mm-hmm. but not feeling jelly, tacky.
No jelly, no tacky.
You want the hydration performance of a serum, but the feel of like a lightweight gel moisture almost.
Another great benchmark, and I know because a lot of you are like super beauty... If you're listening to this beauty podcast, like you're definitely like a complete freak about beauty.
Oh, they're going to come with the ideas. I know they
are. Another good one is a good benchmark. Jen, you're going to die because I know you're going to know this too. The Fresh Rose Serum.
Oh, yeah. I feel like a lot of the medicinal serums, like the derm serums lately with the hydration, are just so sticky because they're all about like barrier function and hydration, but not about the beauty of using
it,
the cosmetic elegance, if
you will. I want cosmetic elegance, people.
She wants a hydrating serum with cosmetic elegance. Do you have a suggestion? I bet you do. I bet you're screaming right now inside your head, oh my God, Jess, you're going to love XYZ. Get on the phone, call us, and tell us what it is. 646-481-8182. Make yourself a little voice memo right now.
Yeah.
Pause the podcast. Go make a voice memo. Then when you're done listening, send it to info@fatmascara.com. You can mess up, whatever. I'll edit it. It's great. We want your hydrating, summer-worthy hydrating, non-sticky serums.
Don't
bring
you
it, bring
feel
it, bring
like
it.
The industry has really let, not by and large, because I know there are a lot of great products. So clearly, like the shelves at Moda are filled with cosmetic elegance. But I feel like a lot of the industry has forgotten about like the virtues of a cosmetically elegant product. And I don't understand
why. Yeah, because
we're
so busy over here trying to load it up with like active ingredients and put the percentage of XYZ on it. And yeah.
It's like, cool, my skin feels awful.
Yeah, no, I want it to feel nice. It's okay if like 30 days from now, my skin looks the same, but I'm just feeling nice and hydrated the whole time. That's okay. I don't need a clinical on that. I just want to like enjoy.
No, you could still have a clinical. You could still have clinical. Like,
sure, but like I get what you're saying. Yeah. Goes without saying it should play well with makeup too, because I don't want it to pill.
Yeah.
My makeup goes on after.
1,000%.
So on that note, you kind of just raised a wand, but I'll let you raise another. That was
I raised two wands to Fresh and Stella. Okay, I'll do a quickie. I'll do a quickie. Jeff and I really like where we really kind of bond in beauty is for like candles. We really like candles. And Jeff got me a candle a couple months ago. I was really surprised.
Oh, last time he got you a candle was A24, the film candle.
Yeah, he did.
What did he get
he
you
did.
This time?
Yes, thank you. That's a nice memory. He got me a candle from a brand called Apotheke.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know this brand? I'm not, probably not saying it right.
I say Apotheke, but it looks like it looks like Greek version of a, yes.
Yeah.
Apotheke. Very cool brand.
I can't pronounce products when I have a beauty product. This is so sad. White vetiver, really nice. It's kind of set. It's cashmere, eucalyptus, gin, lilac, and earthy vetiver. A little weird for summer, but I think it's just more of a shout out to the brand. There's other ones I want to try from the brand now.
Tight price point, $44 for a good candle. Is it tight? Is that what we say?
It's sharp, but I think I might start saying tight at work and see if people...
Oh, they have a new candle from Apotheke called Purple Basil.
Ooh. That looks cool. Oh, they have strawberry lime. Oh, now I'm like addicted.
Gorgeous glass, too. This is a beautiful
really
candle.
Pretty.
And so it's good throw on these for $44?
Really nice throw. Not as strong, I'm going to be real with you guys, though. Not as strong as a Nestor Diptyque.
Or St. Rose. I now add them to the mix, but yes.
Oh, St. Rose did a really nice Instagram post when we shouted them out. So I want to thank the folks at St. Rose. Yeah, no, I'm going to be posting that. They also, if you're like a Reese Witherspoon fan, they do a collaboration with Draper James.
Which brand? Apotheke?
Yeah, Draper James. Like, love.
I'll say it different every time. So one of the times I say it will be the correct one. Apotheke.
Southern grapefruit.
Apotheke. Apotheke.
You sound like my iPhone.
I'm trying to pronounce it correctly. All right. So you love their vetiver candle. Raise a wand to that. I'll raise a wand to a makeup remover. So I love a cleansing balm, but some of them just like don't take off makeup. And there's this new waterproof eyeliner I've been using. Anyway, you need something that's going to take off makeup. And I don't love making makeup wipes part of my routine. That's a lot of work. So when iHerb became a sponsor, I like did this whole deep dive into their beauty vertical, and I was sorting by popularity just to kind of see what people were getting. And this Heimish All Clean Balm came up as like a top seller. So then I went deep on Reddit. Where has this product been? Like, this is like a people love Heimish All Clean Balm, and remember Vanilla? Vanilla
of course, yeah.
Balm. It was like Vanilla or Heimish. Which do people like? And I used to think vanilla was the one, but now that I've tried Heimish is the one because it does not sting your eyes. It takes off eye makeup and you go on dry skin like a cleansing thing. You add a tiny bit of water, turns to a milky emulsion. Your eye makeup just melts off, but your eyes don't sting and it doesn't leave that cast on your eyeball. You know, like when you use a cleansing balm and you open your eyes later and they're like foggy?
Oh, I thought it was just me. Yeah.
No, right? That happens. It happens with some cleansers too, but it's usually a cleansing balm.
Yeah.
And you're like, what is that? Is there now like balm on my eyeball? Why can't I see for a couple seconds after I've just rinsed my face with this cleansing balm?
Yeah.
Guess what doesn't do that? Heimish All Clean Balm. It's a K-beauty brand. Nice, sharp price point, $14 for a big old tub of it. But get this. This is not paid for or sponsored. I'm not even actually sure if their sponsorship is still running, but the code still works. 22% off your first order
at
iHerb. With code MASCARA, all caps, so you can get this Heimish All Clean Balm, which honestly I would buy anyway. They also sell it on Stylevana. You can always find it on sale. And it's really good at removing eye makeup gently without making you look like you're seeing through foggy glass afterwards.
I truly thought that was just me and I didn't know how to use cleansing balm. Okay.
Maybe neither of us knows, but like, I'm sorry, if you can't put a cleanser near your eye where most of your makeup is, your concealer, your mascara, then what's the point of the cleanser, right?
Fair, yeah.
Like, come on. So I don't know what Heimish means, but it feels like it's like my Jewish uncle from back in the shtetl.
I was thinking that same thing, but I wasn't going to say it. I was like, is this,
I'll say it, but that is not what the brand is about. Lovely product, cute packaging, great sharp price point. Raise a wand to Heimish All Clean Balm. Use the code MASCARA at IR for 22%. Who doesn't want to do that? Then go get your beauty sleep because, you know, life is hard and sometimes you just need some sleep and that's going to make you feel better.
Oh, right? Always makes me feel better.
Me too. All right, we'll see you here on Friday.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love.
To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.